It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
The fog comes on little cat feet. It sits looking over city and harbor on silent haunches and then moves on.
And the fog this past week had another distinct quality in many places around the region. It stank. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington, and he's going to explain his theory about where that stench came from. First, Cliff, what's in the forecast? Are we done with this fog yet?
No, there's a lot of fog around right now. In fact, the conditions have been very similar the last few days. We have extremely warm air above us, summertime warm air, freezing level, 10,000 feet. But we have cold air trapped at the surface. And so there's a huge inversion above this cold air, and that acts as a lid. Below that lid, we have fog. And so this morning, it's back again. Hopefully, it'll burn out as we get later in the day. But, what can I tell you? So today will probably be partly cloudy, temperatures getting up near 50. Not a bad day, and gets quite warm if you go up. Tonight and tomorrow, a weak disturbance will come through, a weak frontal zone. I think that could bring a few light sprinkles later tonight and tomorrow morning, some clouds. Temperatures are upper 40s, so nothing exciting. You know, no snow in the mountains, just a little bit of light rain and a lot of clouds. Sunday looks like a similar day. A disturbance is coming in, but it's going south of us. We have what's called flow splitting. And so most of the atmospheric upward motion that produces clouds and precipitation will go into Oregon. So that's not where you want to go on Sunday, but we should be cloudy to partly cloudy, upper 40s, and maybe a 20-30% of a few sprinkles, especially in the south part of the state. On Monday and Tuesday, another ridge develops. So high pressure builds in aloft, precipitation gets cut off, and we'll probably see some partly cloudy skies and temperatures around 50.
So fairly warm and mild and not good news for mountain snowpack.
That's right. We had marginal snow to start off with at many of the ski areas. They were just barely eking by, and then they got hit by the warm rain, and that brought things down. They closed for a while. Many of them reopened, at least partially, but they're not going to get any relief this weekend. There will not be any significant new snow, at least till the end of next week. So it's not great.
And speaking of not great, we had some unusual fog this week. People were saying they were reminded of the infamous Tacoma aroma in Seattle.
That's right. Wednesday morning, early Wednesday morning, a number of reports started coming in of smelly fog, stink fog. And they described it as either like manure, like tide flats, like a pulp mill, a lot of descriptions of this smell. And it was particularly strong over Seattle, Bainbridge Island, and Poulsbo. So, there were extensive, hundreds of reports. And the local air pollution agencies like Puget Sound Clean Air Agency, they are not sure about the source of it. I can give you my take on the whole thing. The meteorological conditions were very good for smell in the sense that we had this inversion overhead capping the air, so you couldn't get much mixing in the vertical. The winds were weak. That also meant we couldn't get good vertical mixing. So it was a wonderful situation to trap things near the surface. But the question is, what is the cause of the smell? Now, some people thought it could be tide flats, but it was only low tide for a short period of time. Some people thought it was either the pulp mills in Tacoma or up in Port Townsend. It's possible, but the airflows didn't look right. What was different on Wednesday? I think the big thing was that we had a lot of rain earlier in the week. There was flooding, and those flooded areas were now drying out. So perhaps, the maturation of those wet soils and some of them over farm areas, maybe that produced the smell that moved in. And in fact, if I did an air trajectory to see where the air over Seattle came from, it looked like it came from the east side. So there's a lot of uncertainty here. The meteorological conditions were good to keep something in, but we're not sure where it came from.
But the conditions were probably fairly rare that caused this kind of Mother Nature's flatulence, and hopefully it's over for now in terms of the smell, at least.
Well, the smell's over. Getting an inversion over us is not unusual. We do get that several times a winter. We have it right now. Why did it smell on Wednesday morning and not smelling now? That's the question.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations and pose your questions about weather mysteries at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.